Tawheed comes from the verb wahada. Wahada. Waw, ha, with a shadda, dal. Wahada. And wahada means to ascribe unity to something. To ascribe unity to something. So tawheed is the concept of believing something to be one. Tawheed is the concept of believing something to be one. It's the verbal noun. It's a noun and a verb combined. In Arabic we call it masdar. Tawheed is the verbal noun of believing something to be one. And when we use tawheed in an Islamic fashion, it implies believing in the ultimate unity of Allah. Believing in the ultimate unity of Allah. And this is manifested in a number of different areas. And I want you to write this down. Believing in the ultimate unity of Allah implies, number one, believing that Allah is one and unique in His Lordship. Number two, believing that Allah is one and unique in His names and attributes. And number three, that believing that Allah is one and unique in His right to be worshipped. These are three different areas that we unify Allah in. And it is not sufficient to unify Allah in one of them and not others. So for example, if a person says, I believe Allah is one as a Lord, He is my Creator. But then he says, I also believe that other people are all knowledgeable, just like Allah. So he said, Allah created me, this is my Lord. But then he says, this human being is all knowledgeable. This saint can forgive my sins. This entity can grant me a child other than Allah. So he has not believed in another Lord, but he has given powers, names, attributes that belong to Allah to other than Allah. And that's a problem. Suppose somebody says, I believe Allah is my Lord. And I believe Allah is perfect in His names and attributes. But I can worship an idol. And I will prostrate to this idol. And I will ask my needs for this idol. Now, he has unified Allah as the Lord. Unified Allah in His names and attributes. But he has not unified Allah in what? The right to be worshipped. And this goes against Tawheed. So we say that to unify Allah means you unify Him in three areas. Now, where do I get this from? This categorization, where is it found? Did the Prophet ﷺ tell us, you must unify Allah in three categories? No, he did not. He didn't say it in such an explicit manner. But it is inferred from the Quran and Sunnah. The concepts are there, even if they are not verbalized in such a simplistic manner. You see, later scholars, the point of later scholars is to simplify the concepts for the masses. The Prophet ﷺ never sat down and said, you must fulfill six conditions to pray. These are the shurut as-salah. These are the arkan. He never did that. Rather, he demonstrated in his life how we do it. And so later scholars extracted from that. He never sat down and he taught fiqh the way we teach fiqh. Is anybody going to say, oh, this is haram to teach fiqh in this manner, that there are six arkan and six wajibat and six sunnahs? No, nobody says that. Because the concepts are found in the sunnah. Similarly, the concepts of tawheed are found in the Quran and sunnah. Where are they found? I can give you many, many, many examples. But I will suffice with two very simple examples. The first verses of the Quran and the last verses of the Quran. The first verses of the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is praising Himself because He is what? He is the Lord. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Allah is describing His names and attributes. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Malik of the Day of Judgment. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. You alone do we worship, and You alone are the one whose help we seek. Allah is describing His unique right to be worshipped. This is inferred that Allah is praising Himself because He is the Lord. He's praising Himself because He is perfect in names and attributes, and he's praising himself because he alone deserves to be worshipped. These are the three categories right here. The very same concept in the last verses. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ رُبُوبِيَّ رَبِّ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. He's the king, that's a name and attribute. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. إِلَه means the one who's worshipped. Allah chooses three things to talk about, unifying him in these categories. And there are many, many, many other examples that describe this. And so I want you to learn these Arabic terms, and we will write them down so that there is no confusion with regards to them. These terms are, number one, I'll write it in English so that you understand what it is. Rububiyyah. And in Arabic, Rububiyyah. And Rububiyyah basically means lordship. And we'll talk about these categories in a lot of detail in this class. Number two, Asma'i wa Sifat. Asma' wa Sifat. In Arabic it is Al Asma'i wa Sifat. And the meaning is names and attributes. Asma'i wa Sifat. Names and attributes. We unify Allah as our Lord. We unify Allah as our, as being unique in His names and attributes. And the third category is Uluhiyya. These are terms I need you to memorize. Uluhiyya. And in Arabic it is Uluhiyya. From Ilah. The same Ilah. Uluhiyya is the concept. So these are the categories of Tawheed. Categories of Tawheed. And what we are saying is that to be fully a person upon Tawheed, you must unify Allah in all of these categories. We're unifying Allah, making Allah one as our Lord. He's the only Lord. We're unifying Allah as having unique names and attributes. And we're unifying Allah as being the one who is worthy of worship. There are many religions that unify Allah as a Lord, but then not in names and attributes. There are many who unify Allah as a Lord, but then not in worship. We as Muslims believe that it is essential to unify Allah in all of these three categories. Where did we get these categories from? We derived them from the Quran and the Sunnah. And of the first people, of the first explicit statements that we have that divides Tawheed into more than one category, we find it from the Sahaba themselves. We find this from the Sahaba themselves. And later scholars explicitly said that we must believe in Allah in this manner, and in this manner, and in this manner. And so they derived a number of categories. And we find even, for example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala talking about Rububiyyah and Uluhiyyah. Specifically, two different concepts in his book of Fiqh al-Akbar. And we find many other scholars of the past, these terms are found until finally they became a part and parcel of our theology. That we're trying to explain to new Muslims, to non-Muslims, what makes our religion so different from theirs. We say we unify Allah in all of these categories. And there are many Quranic references to this concept. Now, how about the term Tawheed itself? Is this term found in the Qur'an and Sunnah? The response, yes, it is found in the Sunnah and not in the Qur'an. The word Tawheed is found in the Sunnah, in more than a dozen ahadith. And of these ahadith is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, reported in Sahih Muslim, which describes the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what Jabir says is, the Prophet ﷺ ahalla bit tawheed. He announced his tawheed. So the term tawheed is known to him. Another hadith which explicitly mentions tawheed is the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, reported in Sahih Bukhari, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, "O Mu'adh, you're going to Yemen. And so let the first thing that you call people to be an yuwahid," which is the same verb as tawheed. Tawheed is the concept, yuwahid is the verb. That they make Allah one. That they do tawheed. You can translate it this way. Let the first thing that you call these people to be that they do tawheed. And yuwahidu Allah ta'ala. So the term tawheed is found in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why the scholars of the past accepted it without any problem. Imam al-Bukhari in his famous book Sahih al-Bukhari has an entire chapter called Kitab al-Tawheed. A whole book called Kitab al-Tawheed in his Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari is composed of many books, many small books. It's one Sahih al-Bukhari, within it there are many books. Kitab al-Salah, Kitab al-Wudu, Kitab al-Ilm, Kitab al-Hajj. One of these kitabs, Kitab al-Tawheed. So Imam al-Bukhari is using the term. Many of the scholars of the past used the term. And the term is now accepted as a fundamental of our religion. And Tawheed means, Islamically, to unify Allah in all of these categories.